A very good evening, Zimbabwe. You are listening to Studio 7 from the Voice of America on Friday, November 11th, 2015. And this is Live Talk. I'm Blessing Zulu.
And I'm Kips Dube.
And tonight on Live Talk, we are talking about the ruling ZANU-PF party's annual conference that is currently underway in the resort town of Victoria Falls.
To join the discussion, phone us directly at this number, 001-202-619-2077, and we'll call you back.
And as usual, Live Talk goes out to Zimbabwe on our 909 medium wave frequency and on the 4930-13860 and 15460 kilohertz shortwave Monday through Friday at 8:30 p.m.
On the internet, you can find us at www.voazimbabwe.com, www.voashona.com, and www.voindebele.com.
Once again, thanks for joining us, and you are listening to Studio 7 Live Talk. And tonight on Live Talk, we are talking about the ZANU-PF annual conference currently underway in Victoria Falls.
President Robert Mugabe today took a swipe at warring factions within his ruling ZANU-PF party in an apparent attempt to quell feuding among rivals jostling to succeed.
Mr. Mugabe also made stunning accusations that the so-called securocrats, that is, the army, the police, and the central intelligence officers, are now taking sides in the internal politics of the ruling ZANU-PF party.
What are your views on this issue? If you wish to join the discussion right now, phone us directly at this number, 001-202-619-2077. That number again, 001-202-619-2077.
Yeah, kunjalo. Of course, many people were of the opinion that after last year's Congress in December, that saw the expulsion of former Vice President Joyce Mujuru and more than 100 ZANU-PF members would see stability in the party. But this is not what is happening. Tensions and friction continue in the ruling ZANU-PF party. And now we are told that there are two factions, the so-called Generation 40, fronted, of course, allegedly by First Lady Grace Mugabe, party political commissar Xavier Kasukuwere, Vice President Pelegezela Mpoko, Education Minister Jonathan Moyo, among others. And then there is another rival camp that is allegedly headed by another Vice President Emmerson Mnangagwa. So it's friction galore in the ruling ZANU-PF party. Gibbs.
Yabakambe mahlabezulu ngalithola njani lapho likhona khona ngapho thina ngapha siyaphila sibili kwamagama. Ye namhlanje ke sixoxa ngomhlangano omkhulu lo we ZANU-PF okuthiwa i National People's Conference eyenzakala khona ngale ke Victoria Falls. Sizwile ke ukuthi ke uMongameli Robert Mugabe uthe osokusenzakala ebandleni lakhe kuyamangalisa kakhulu. Njengoba amasosha lamapholisa labantu be-CIO labo sebephakathi khona ngale bafuna ukuthi basekelane lamanye-ke amaqembu omhlangano lowo. So-ke bathi-ke okumangalisayo ukuthi kuZANU-PF kungazani abantu badonselana omunye esiyale nomunye esiyale. So-ke nxa lifuna ukuthi lingene kuhlelo khona manje sicela lisifonele nansi nombolo 001-202-619-2077. Ngizayiphinda njalo inombolo 001-202-619-2077. Ye, zulukandaba, kuluma nsizwe.
Ongoka sekutaurwa kwazviri kuitwa naGibbs tichauti tinge tichitarisa zviri kubuda kubva kumusangano weZANU-PF conference uri kuitirwa iwo kuVictoria Falls uko mutungamiri webato iri vaRobert Mugabe vabuda pachena kuti vaakushushikana kuti vamwe vakuru vemauto mapurisa nevasori vave kupindira munyaya dzekuti ndiani achatora chigaro chavo kana vachinge vasiya chigaro ichi uye pane kunetsanawo kukuru pakati pemapoka akasiyana-siyana imo Mubatore ZANU-PF. Gibbs, I think we have our first guest. That is a human rights lawyer, Dewa Mavinga, who is also a political analyst. Mr. Mavinga, good evening.
Good evening, colleagues. How are you in DC?
We are doing great. And how is Johannesburg?
It's promising to rain, but it has been doing this kind of promises for a while. It's quite hot.
Mm-hmm. Thank you so much. And I think we are joined by our second guest. That is Dr. Nkululeko Sibanda in the UK. Dr. Sibanda, good evening. Dr. Sibanda, can you hear me?
Yes, I can hear you.
Mm-hmm. How are you doing?
I'm doing all right. How are you doing, Blessing?
We are doing great, and thanks for joining us, and it has been long.
Yeah, it has been a while. Thanks mm-hmm. for
Gibbs, the ball is in your court.
Let's start with Mr. Mavinga. Mr. Mm-hmm. Mavinga, what do you think about the ZANU-PF conference taking place right now in Vic Falls?
Well, the ZANU-PF conference that is taking place right now is really tragic and unfortunate, because as you have correctly pointed out, the focus is now only on succession, who comes after Mugabe, power struggles, internal fighting that have brought in even state resources, state individuals, at the expense of a clear focus that says, as the ruling party, ZANU-PF should be talking about the welfare of Zimbabweans, improve the livelihood of Zimbabweans, how to entrench democracy, gender equality, how to promote people's rights. But all these things, the bread and butter issues, decide, because as we want, the issue of succession is taken center and the fight is endless and is messy, and it's a pity that a ruling party would focus only on the capture and retention of political power without really looking at the substantive elements of empowering Zimbabweans.
Mm-hmm. Thank you, Mr. Mavinga. Let's bring in Dr. Sibanda. Dr. Sibanda, you remember the WikiLeaks, of course, and ZANU-PF in one of the cables from the U.S. Embassy was likened to a troop of baboons insistently fighting. Why is there so much fighting and jostling for positions in the ruling party?
I think it's certainly because ZANU-PF has never understood what it would use power for. ZANU-PF is still running itself and, unfortunately, the country as if, we belonged to more than five centuries ago, where it is as if we are beginning to look at the struggles of recoronating another king. You know, it's as if Shaka and Tingani are alive and they're killing each other for power. That's what we're seeing. And to see that in 2015, to see that as we live in the information age, is not only embarrassing for every Zimbabwean, but unfortunate for future generations that will bear the brunt, the full brunt of the complete irresponsible nature in which politics is understood in ZANU-PF. It's no longer politics, it is positioning. The politics of positioning isn't what we're looking for. You can look to Tanzania, you look to anywhere else in the world, people are progressing, they are moving forward. What you have in Victoria Falls today and now is something akin to the old age, is something that costs future generations, people that have nothing to do with either Robert Mugabe, Grace Mugabe, and so forth, even Mnangagwa. And I think that anybody who can has to highlight the fact that these guys have stolen enough. They're stealing from us, they stole from our parents, and now they're stealing from future generations. It's unfortunate.
Mm-hmm. And there is also an interesting resolution here from the Zimbabwe National Liberation War Veterans Association, Mashonaland and East Province. I'll just read some of the resolutions that they have sent to the party. The first provision is that, resolution is that the province totally supports and is fully behind the President and First Secretary of ZANU-PF, His Excellency Comrade R.I.G. Mugabe, as the only candidate for the 2018 presidential election. He is also our only center of power. Number two, we are also in full support of the positions of the two VPs. Number three, We fully support Dr. Grace Mugabe as Secretary of Women's League. Number four, the province backs the demand by the Women's League for the quota system, women representation, but on a rotational basis between the two signatories to the 1987 Unit Accord. Number five, the positions of Commissar, Security and Lands from national to cell level should be appointed to a war veteran. Number six, service chiefs should be appointed as committee members in the Politburo. Number seven, the province supports the president's appointment of National Chairman of War Veterans as the Minister for Freedom Fighters Ministry. And number eight, war veterans should be exempted from paying land rentals or taxes. And number nine, the vetting of all freedom fighters should be a priority. And lastly, the freedom fighters are the founders and vanguard of the Revolutionary ZANU-PF Party and not to be regarded as affiliates to the party. Gentlemen, we'll come back to you to discuss these interesting resolutions from the Zimbabwe National Liberation War Veterans Association. But for now, regarding Botoram Terere, Arparu Nare, Mkoma Pasmo, Mavamba. Makadi, Mkoma Pasmo. Ndimkoma blessing. Mkoma Pasmo, muruku tera o zviri kuitika ku conference ku Victoria Falls, muruku zvoonawo se?
Zvatirikungoona nezvengoti nyika yedu ine vanhu vanongofunga kuita misangano yekuungana havo vachizva nekuti mukatarisa kubva pavakapinda mutawa 2013 vanenge vachingoita misangano yekuti ivo vazvechete asi nyika yedu yakaomerwa zvekuti mari yatahwa ichibuda ipapoka yakawandisa zvekuti ingadai yadoshanda zvimwe zvinhu
saka apo kuti devaregedza havo kuita musangano
nekuti conference aya inaita inobudisa dai tinoronga nekuti veikonomi yofamba sei mawekazi avo anofamba sei iko zvino handi mawekazi ana kana mbotaurwa nenyaya dzezvebhonasi zvakangonyararwa maindastiri ari kuclosa migwagwa haina haifambiki zvakanaka maxidenti muchama haizivisika horedheini yadhisemba anenge akakwira mutarara asi havo vachiunganako vachiva mari idzodzo
aiwa tinotenda zvikuru mukoma Pasimo Mavamba nekupinda muchirongwa chedu of course thank you so much you heard Pasimo is saying this conference is an exercise in futility because it's not aimed at addressing the various problems that the nation is facing at the moment. So he's saying they should have shelved it.
Sikasizweke umnumzana uSipasa Chuma kuna ngale kobulawayo. Baba Chuma, uthola njani?
Sikona njani
nani? Yes, sikona. Nxa ukuthi ule wireless yakho ivale kancane kunapho. Usuyivalile Baba Chuma. Baba Chuma uyangizwa yini? I think we have lost Mr. Chuma or manje blessing. Ngembaleke imlayezelo ekhona lapha ku Facebook. Kumbe nguye okusekhuluma. Baba Chuma uyangizwa? Hayi kwanza ukahlupa. We've got some messages on Facebook and one of them is from Sihlobo who writes ngempela mina ngikubona kulungile amazwi akhulunywa ngumongameli Robert Mugabe. So what he's saying is that he likes what Mr. Mugabe said. And then Atmo Bonani Mlilo writes, uyafuna noma akafuni uzahamba kuphela umnumzana Robert Mugabe ngoba uphela usele eminyaka 91 years old. So lapha kutsho what he's saying is that you know, the president, whether he likes it or not, one day he will have to leave power, you know. And then what Crispin who says, noma kanjani with 9 decades, he's going somewhere. So at the end of the day, we are tired of him. And then we've got a message from, let me see, the next one, Tsingidine, who says, Munwese kunamai, eh? That means everyone to my, eh?
Being referred here as Mrs. Mugabe.
And then he wrote in Ndebele, he says, Tina sonke sifuna u Dr. Grace Mugabe. And then Apple Talks writes, Mr. Mugabe should rest. I don't care who comes after him. Because I really don't like ZANU-PF. I don't like it at all. Then I've got another message from Nelson Shangu, who says, now this old man is now tired. We're no longer interested in whatever he's saying. And then we've got Martin, who writes, Mr. Mugabe, we are not excited with your party. There's a lot of factionalism. There's a lot of there are a lot of things happening. We are really angry about your failure to rule Zimbabwe. Opposition parties should unite and fight for a common cause. Yeah, mbuyele kubaba ke uSibanda ngamafutshane ngesiNdebele mpokuthi khakha nje. Baba Sibanda, uyangizwa khona ngapho? Dr. Sibanda ukhona? Uyangizwa Sibanda? I think sesimluzile sunga qhubeka
ringathi dzoke vamavinga muripo here parunari.
Vamavinga, wazara icingo zethu sezingani
nare dzacho dziringe dziri kuti netsei. Tine mumwe muteerera weSouth Africa, vamhuka ndizvo makadini?
Nofara yedu makadiniwo.
Aiwa, tiri nani kuri sei Johnny?
Nah, Johnny ndizvozvo.
Muri kupi kwacho kuSouth Africa?
Tiri kuPitori.
Pretoria, Pitoli, Pretoli. Aiwa. Va muka muri kuona sei zviri kubuda kumusangano weconference yeZANU PF?
Uku handioni zvangu pane chakanaka chiri kubuda nokuti munoona zvaiti zvinotaugwa nevakuru venyika ava kuti vezvematongerwo enyika vava kupindira vakaita mapurisa, masoja nemasaiwo vava kupindira mune zvemasaidi zvakangofanana nezvekuti munoona mhai inouya mangwana ichi yakabata bhonzo pamba moti mhai yakangwara asi mangwana inozouya yakabata chimwe chikuru chinozokuvhundutsai chisina kufanira kusvika pakusvikishikwe nacho pamba ivo ndo vakatanga kudzidzisa mapurisa, masoja nemauto kupindira mune zvematongerwo enyika kusiya basa ravo chairo saka iko zvino vatodzidzira zvatove muropa zvokuti havachatombo basa ravo chairo chairo havachadoiti vodova kuti ravo ndezvekuita zvematongerwo enyika saka vamugabe hapana zvavari kutotaura izvi hazvina zvazvinombobatsira ivo ndo vakakanya voga zvangu fanira kuti ukaona uchinetsa nomudzimai wotora vana wovagarisa apa uchiuchida kugadzisa nevana vana vanongotevedzera zvaunoita uchinetsana nemadzimai ako saka zvavakaita izvo ivo ndo vakakanya vega iko zvino izvi zvese zvavari kuita izvi hapana kuda ndiyo zimu aseti yacho yavari kuita iyoyi tichagoziva nokuti zimu aseti yacho hatizivi kuti chii chavari kuiti chatinoona pazimu aseti yacho ndiyo zimu aseti yacho yokupwanya musangano yokuparadza nyika ndio zvatiri kudoona ndiyo zimu aseti yacho yavari kuita iyoyi
asi imimi vamhuka munoona remangwana rezimbabwe rakamira sei chaizvo
remangwana rezimbabwe kumawere hazvisina mabhiriki moziva kana mota ikabva mabhiriki yaka iri pabotere kwapaya paya ndo zvazvangoveri haichina unokontrola yango wangoda kubuda nowake kuchinja constitution pamusangano parali inongochinjiwa changoda kuitwa pa chinongoitwa iye zvino vari kunhamari kune vanhu vakawanda vari kutambura asi kuti imari tarisa imari yavari kuparadza izvi pachimusangano usina zvaunobudisa
aiwa tinotenda zvikuru vamhuka nekupinda muchirongwa chedu I think you heard Gibbs what Mr. Muka is saying there. He closed his remarks by saying the future of Zimbabwe is bleak. You know, no one knows what is going to happen. It's opaque. But importantly, he also said Mr. Mugabe must not be shocked that members of the so-called securocrats, the army, the police, and the Central Intelligence Organization are interfering in party politics. He's saying he's the one who was encouraging it when he was targeting opposition parties. So, in short, he's saying that a crocodile, a crab walks sideways. It cannot teach its young ones to walk straight.
That's it. Yeah.
So, he's saying, you know, they are simply copying what the ruling party has been doing. So he should not be shocked by what is happening.
Maybe it's a replication of some DNA of some sort in front of you, right?
Yes.
So let's get Mr. Spasa Chuma. I think we've got him on the line. Baba Chuma, uyangizwa katesi? Baba Chuma, kwalite, uyangizwa?
Yebo, linjani
ho? Ah, nyatabu kuti usungele msakazweni. Ye. Kunjani kobulawayo? Kunjani kobulawayo, kwalite, uyangizwa yini? Kwanya wazani lapa mafoni. Tupa a blessing.
Yeah, I think we have our two guests. Try them.
Mm-hmm. Okay, before I go to our two guests, let's get to let's read one or two messages. Mm-hmm. Then for Tubaruta writes, how true is that Mr. Mugabe read a wrong speech again today? Mm-hmm. That we don't know, right?
Mm-hmm.
And then Oswald writes, well, I cannot expect anything to come out of this meeting. Then Ngobile Ngobe says, Queen akugukosela iZANU-PF ubaba lo. Njengoba ke iZANU-PF isizimvava zokhuni. So he says, why is Mr. Mugabe mm-hmm. still trying to chase something that is almost done, you know?
Mm-hmm.
So let's get back to our case. Let me start with you, Baba Spanda, ngesiNdebele. Ngokubona okwenzakala kuZANU-PF, xa sokuthiwa sokungena amapholisa, amasotsha, ama-CIO, lapha phela sokungani sokuhanjwa lapha. Ubona njani?
Ye kukhanya sokusegcekela ukuthi amandla akade ekholiswa nguPresident Mugabe ukuthi ilizwi akuchilo yikho lokho kulandelwayo loba ngasiphi isikhathi akaselawo kutshengisa ukuthi ibandla lezanu alisela umkhokheli oyedwa omnye nomnye secabanga ukuthi hayi sokulithuba lamele ukuthi ngingathi ukuthi kuthiwa nangithi siyezwa kathesi ukuthi ama-veterani emashonaland west la ma-veterani kobulawayo asemnika upresident Mugabe ama-odo ukuthi heyi wona mfowethu zama lapho ukuthi ubone ukuthi leli qembu lephathi lisekelwa ngumntonje lapha kulomntonje lapha kulomntonje akujwayelekanga-ke lokhu ukuthi kube yikho kwenzakalayo ukuthi ibandla elifana lezanu p f libe ngeselithiwa ubani lobani ngiyeseqamba ukuthi isikhundla sifanele sivele kuliphi iqembu. Njalo singakhanela ukuthi phela umhlangano wabalawo lowu ngesilungu siyuthi i-conference ayisiyo congress kodwa nje into ezivela emahlangothini lakuma-organization adlela nalezanu ngeze ukuthi hayi wona lapho khipha uzibani owamfakayo upresident Mugabe ufake ubani. Hhayi akube kungajwayelekanga lokhu ukuthi upresident Mugabe usengatshelwa ukuthi afake bani kumbe afake umuntu onjani besazi ukuthi upresident Mugabe ngingitshilo kaphikiswa njalo akulo zama ukuthi ade hayi ukuthi weniphambanisile manje bayamqamba nje bathi hayi uyaphambanisa ungafake ukasukuwele lapho.
Ya, so according to Dr. Nkululeko Spanda, mm-hmm. everything is changing, you know, in ZANU-PF. And this is no longer a one-man band.
Mm-hmm.
Everyone wants to have a hand in mm-hmm. whatever is taking place.
Regai tiunze, vama vinga sata tura mwemtereri. Vama vinga munoti kudi ene zvataverenga zviri kutaurwa ne vama wakarwa hondo yerusununguko ava veku Mashonaland East Province.
Zvinotiririsa kuti varwi verusununguko vakarwa hondo vari kuita dambudziko rimwe chete rekufunga kuti kunanzva vamugabe kunovaponesa mukati memusangano vasingazivi kuti vamugabe havachatodi zvevarwi verusununguko vari kuda kugadza mudzimai wavo amai Grace Mugabe. Saka zviri kuitwa nevarwi verusununguko izvi ngavatorega zvavo vatange kuungana nevamwe vavo vakadzingwa kare vana amai Joyce Mujuru kuti vaone kuti vangarire kunge ramangwana ripi kunze kwemusangano. Hapana tichavararamisa nekuti yatiri kuti ZANU-PF iyi kana iri kungonzi conference musangano uyu kubata vanhu kumeso chokwadi ndechichi Blessing mwana wamai vamugabe ndo vakabata matombo zvavataura ndiwo mutemo vanhu vose vari kuti dezvadai hakuna masimba ese muZANU-PF ari mumaoko mavamugabe vari kuvetereza kuti vagogadza mudzimai wavo vachibata vanhu kumeso vachidi iko zvino mumutanzwa kuti kwatiri kuenda uku vanhu vari kunyaya kurwa nekuti vari kuona kuti zvavapachena kuti mudzimai wavo ndiye ari kunopiwa matomo asi vasingati vemauto vasori nevamwe vakuru kumapurisa vagara vari mune zvematongerwo enyika kudivire ZANU-PF vari kugunun'unawo nezviri kuda kuitika izvi asi hapana tichaita kuti zvirege kuitwa nekuti gore rakapera pakadzingwa mai Mujuru nevamwe vatungamiri vezanup f nevamwe varwi verusununguko vakavandudza bumbiro remutemo rezanup f kuti masimba ose zvavo apiwe vamugabe. Ndo dambudziko ratiinaro rekuti hakuna chinonzi zanup f masitrati aose aya vari kungotevedzera shoko richataurwa navamugabe kuti chisungano hatichatodai ndo zvichaitwa izvozvo. Uyu musangano watiri kuti hakungodya havo mari kuvictoria falls vachiona mafashama nemapopoma emvura chokwadi chekuti shoko ravamugabe ndo richatonga kana vadzoka ikoko vanhu vachataka kudzingwa zvinonyadzisa nekuti hakuna mastructures ariko kana kuti mapandiko ari mumusangano anonzi ndiwo achata anonzikwa nani simba rose rina vamugabe.
Tinotenda zvikuru. You heard him. Gibbs is saying, you know, these people can write their resolutions and say all sorts of things. But Mr. Mugabe has the final say, and his word is the law in ZANU-PF. Tinemwe mutereri mukoma Kenyas Musarara makadi kuBotswana.
Ndiri murere mukoma Blessing.
Ndiripo muri papi chaipo paBotswana.
Ndiri pa France Town.
Pa France Town a Paris.
Pari kupisa mudhara.
Pari kupisa kwete zvekutamba.
Mudhara kuma mudhara.
Saka hakuna kumira zvakanaka.
Munotori nani ikoko munozvo.
Ndizvowo zvemutowa kumwe wakaoma kumwe munyoro kana kotonhora kuno kudenge kuchitonhora zvembiri.
Let you not complain, guys. Gapazi muchimbototaura nezvezanu PF.
Taurai tinzwe, tiri paVictoria Falls tichitaura nenyaya yeconference yezanu PF. Munoiona sei?
Rega ndikuudze mukoma Blessing. Mukoma Dehwa Mavhinga vabuda. These guys, they should have to keep. My political analysts in my parties, they need to keep quiet. Because they have longly promised us of something which is in Gasichagaitika. They longly promised us about the coming of Emmerson Mnangagwa when it was him. Whatever Achironga Zaironga could have been the position of vice president. And they could second that if the Apasi Sina, Emmerson Hatopinda, Emmerson Hatopinda. Which they are saying now, grace wapinda, grace wapinda. You know, each and every kingdom has got its own secret, mkoma Blessing. So when you want to approach a secret of a kingdom, you need to be a resident of the kingdom. You don't need to come as somebody who is here to get information and destroy. You won't find the secret and you won't be given it. This is the reason why we can't find the secret of ZANU-PF. The secret of ZANU-PF is there for a newborn. They are preparing for a newborn. Kurwadziwa kwomukadzi kana achidyavhu kana kuita sei nemimba. Let it not worry you guys, because pane zviri kuitika mari. There is a reaction ye a newborn iri kuda to take place. Apa muZANU-PF gentlemen, munganetsana mukaenda kupi mukaenda kupi. ZANU-PF is number one because of out of no best. If there was any best like what I once heard about the South African EFF president, achitaura kuti our president come out to be a best out. MuZimbabwe mashaiwa somebody who is best. So kutaura vari kuti vacho vavo tinouya tinouya. I don't know when are they promising kuti tinouya, because they are talking about kuti ZANU-PF yaparara, ZANU-PF yaparara, but continuously suffering takamirira vanhu vanozviti vanogona. Why can't they get in? Tatambura ine ZANU-PF. Saka taungoona it is better kuti a new born iri kuda kuberekwa kuZANU-PF into a born, then tobva taona kuti zvinofamba sei.
Aiwa, tinotenda.
Ukatarira mukoma Blessing pa a new born iri kuda kuitwa born e. Utarire zvakanaka. Coming of all these guys, each other enables whoever who is going to come. Asava associated with any thief. Tarira wane maitikira ari kuita kuZANU-PF, uyu ari kubviswa, uyu ari kubvisa. Vana basikiti vava kuvora vari kumaziko. Vanani vava kuvora vari kwavari. So of which a new born who is going to come, each awana ZANU-PF yaitwa weekend yasara nevanhu vane the ambitions of building Zimbabwe. Let it happen. Tora dano uya a new born asvikire zvinhu zvakanaka.
Alright, mukoma Kenyasi, tichambokumisai timumbobvunza vako bala vari pamubvunzo. Rambai makabata runare. Dr. Sibanda and Mr. Mavhinga, please stay on the line. I don't know if we'll be able to call you again, because Kenyasi is suggesting that we should not rely on political analysts, especially to do with issues concerning ZANU-PF, because things keep on changing. For our radio listeners, unfortunately, it ends here. But the good news is we are streaming live. So go to www.voazimbabwe.com and press live talk. This is Blessing Zulu.
And I'm Gibbs Dube saying stay tuned.